2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers, with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee, and in my prayers night and day, great desire to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. And now I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. I want to preach on the thought tonight, the thing called memory. A thing called memory. Now we preach this morning, and tomorrow being Memorial Day, on a memorial. That's something to remember. Amen. Something that will come back to our minds. And we need to be thankful for all those. All these men and women, all those people that gave their life for this country. They gave their lives so that you and I can have the liberty to be here today and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. We're honoring those people that had to sacrifice themselves, if you will, in order for us to have the liberties that we have today. That is not free. Amen. That cost a great price. It cost a great price for men and women to be free, for us to be free to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. It cost people their lives. And we thank God for those today. We need to remember the families who have lost their loved ones due to wars and being in the military and those different things. And we ought to just lift them up and thank them and give God praise for them, because without them, we wouldn't have the liberty that we have today. Amen. This is the land of the free because of the brave. Amen? Because of the brave. Because those that stepped out and went into wars. A lot of them was volunteers that would give their lives. They would voluntarily lay down their life for the Lord. Amen? But I won't just preach a few minutes on a thing called memory. Amen? And it's often said in that as we get older, that we have our memories, amen? And said that the younger people, they have hopes, amen? But as we get older and we dwell in the memories, we think about the things that it seems like it's easier to remember the things in the past. Sometimes it is the things that's close hand. You say, that's because you got Alzheimer's, amen? Maybe so, but we can remember those things and we have those memories. That's something that I'm proud of. Amen. I'm proud that we have the memories that we have. You know, we can, Brother Ralph, we can talk about those good old days. Amen. You sat down with these folks that's been here a while, been here a day or two, and talk about those good old days. Amen. I mean, we think sometimes we look at it like our good old days are behind us. And a lot of them are. A lot of them we've done supersede them and we've moved on past them. But I want to say they can still be some good days in the day and hour that we live. God wants us to, He wants to bless us. He wants to help us. He wants us, praise God, to have remembrances that we can bring up, praise God, that we can share with one another, that we can share with our families and our children, praise God, in the days to come. Amen. And what we see here, Paul, is he's talking to his young son, Timothy. He's his son in the Lord. I believe that Paul led Timothy to the Lord, and he's speaking to him, and he's telling him, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers. He's talking about the heritage that he had. He said, with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. So Paul's talking here in his conversation, and he's speaking about that conversion of Timothy when Timothy got in. Amen. We ought to be able to talk about the time that we got in. Man, that would be something that we ought to easily be able to discuss with one another. Amen? You ought to be able to talk about when Jesus saved you by His marvelous grace with your friends and your families and your loved ones. It ought to be something that we're apprehensive or cautious about talking. But Paul's talking to him here, talking to young Timothy, and he's talking about those unceasing remembrances that he has. He said, remembrances that don't go away. In verse number 3, he's talking about those unceasing memories, remembrances. In verse number 4, he's talking about those unforgettable tears. And verse number 5, he's speaking about that unfeigned faith, something that's real. Amen? And he's speaking of young Timothy. He says, that I have remembrance of thee. Amen? He said, Timothy, I remember, praise God, you. And I have to remember when you got in. I remember when God began to deal with your heart. I remember when God began to touch you and your soul. I remember when I seen God begin to do things for you. Isn't it exciting when we begin to see the Lord doing things and moving in people's lives? Amen. The way that they transition from one place to another place. Amen. They come from that place of despair and that place of just not knowing God to a place where they come to know Him and a free pardon of sin. And He begins to move. And we see that conversion takes place. Amen. We see God begin to move on her heart. And Paul says, Timothy here said that night and day, day and night, he said, I've been intercession for you. He says, he's talking to Timothy as a young warrior. He's got into the army of the Lord, and he's about to go out to battle. Amen. He's going to fight against the adversary, the devil. And Paul's trying to encourage him and trying to get him to remember what God done for him. Amen. He said, I have remembrance. He said, Paul said, I remember what God's done. Amen. He said, I remember looking, praise God, back and rejoicing at how God is moving and the loving kindness that God showed forth to you, the same loving kindness that He showed forth to me. See, God's not a respecter of persons. Amen. And He shows the same loving kindness to each and every one of us. But when we get to realizing that, realizing God loves us and He cares for us, each and every one individually. There's no big I's or little U's in the family of God. He loves each and every one of us. And Paul's trying to get him to understand that the joy of his conversion, that at the hour of that decision, praise God, it's the most important thing. It should be the most exciting thing that ever happens in the family of God. Amen. When we see these young people, whatever they are, when God begins to deal with their heart and they're converted from that they used to be and what God can make them to be, it ought to be an exciting time. It ought to be a time of shouting and praising and giving God glory. As my old granddaddy would do, he'd raise his white handkerchief up, swirl around, say, glory to God, they got hope. Amen. We ought to be excited because somebody come and got hope from the Lord. That's faith with a high expectation. Praise God. An expectation that's plumb out of this world. And we ought to be excited about that. Amen. When they start getting in. Praise the Lord. It's a deep-rooted and it's consistent. Amen. Praise God. It's a consistent, praise God, with us. It's in us. Amen. It's that what we call a Christian experience. That experience that we have in the Lord. You remember that? You remember your experience? Amen? Now, so a lot of people, a lot of days, they belittle that and they put that down. So really, you know that, you shouldn't worry about that. Just so you said this and you said that and you meant it in your heart. And that's good. That may be good and true. But praise God, I thank God for the experience I had on a Wednesday night, 1976. I thank God that the Holy Spirit of God, He dusted my heart, showed me I was no lost sinner. I already knew it, praise God. I didn't just come upon that, fall off the turnip truck. He said, I already knew that night, and I was an old lost sinner on my way to hell. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus Christ come along on that Wednesday night, sent the Holy Spirit down to where I was. I pray God arrested my soul. Got my attention, pointed me to the cross of Calvary, pointed me to the Savior of the cross, and said, son, you don't have to die and go to hell. Amen. I thank God for that decision I made that night. I said, Lord, I want to go with you. Now let me just stop here, slow down a little bit, just say something. It's not an easy road. Amen. It's a narrow road. It's a small road. He said, there's not very many that go in thereat. Amen? Because it is a narrow way. It's sometimes, there's not a whole lot of people flocking to go down that road. He said there's a broad road that leads to destruction. He said there's many that go in thereat. Amen. Pray God, you can fall in that. You can fall in that when you can go down that one. I pray it's an easy road. Amen. But it's a road of difficulty when it comes to the decisions that you make and the help that you have from the Lord. But if we go down that straight and narrow way, if we make that decision, if we enter into that Christian experience, that Christ experience, where we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and we get on that path of righteousness for His name's sake, praise God, we can't walk it like the Lord or Brother Robert, but Jesus Christ will walk with us, and He'll keep our feet on the path. Amen. That narrow path is a good path. Don't you let the world tell you, praise God, that you need to defer from it. That Christian experience that we have is the most important thing. There's joy in being a Christian tonight. Amen. Paul's trying to stir up Timothy. He's trying to get him realized. Praise. He said, you've got into something that's one of the greatest things that you could ever be a part of. Amen. I think Brother Billy said this morning in Sunday school, you can have everything in the world, all the treasures of this world, and still be without. Amen. You can't take none of that with you, praise God. What we need to be is a child of God, a good, strong Christian, praise God, with our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His name, that deep spiritual Christianity. Amen. It doesn't matter whatever the years and the circumstances may bring. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're a child of God. Hey, listen, there's going to be a lot of things that's going to come at us. And the older you get, the more you have aches and pains and ailments. Amen. You get to a certain point in your life, praise God. Listen, getting old ain't for sissies. Because you realize that you've got pains and things and places you didn't even know that you had. Hello? Amen. I was weed eating the other day around the fence, and I was weed eating down below me, and I stepped on a little round stick. When I stepped on that little round stick, it went rolling down the hill, and it threw my feet up, and I landed right slap on my flat on my back. Amen. I jumped up, you know, and you know how we are, Adam. We're macho. Amen. Look around, and see who knocked you down. You know you didn't just fall, huh? Amen. That stick throwed me down. But I got up, looked around, make sure nobody looked down the holler, make sure neighbors wasn't looking. Amen. I grabbed that weed eater up, boy, and I just kept on going out through there. And it's like I tell the youngins, I tell Harper all the time, she'll fall, she'll be crying, say, hey, get up, just shake it off. Shake it off. That's what we do, ain't Miss G. We just shake it off. Shake it off, keep going. Amen. That's what we got to do against the devil, praise God. We got to just shake him off and keep going. And we make that decision for Christ, praise God, and we shake it off and get going. And I mean, we may be sore and weary in the morning, praise God, and I was. Amen. Started to get out of bed and I said, oh, didn't know that was there. Amen. Praise God, but God Almighty's there with us. And He said, hey, because we have that Christian experience, praise God, we can just keep pressing on for God. We can't let it hold us back. We can't stop where we're at. We can't lay on the side of the road and whine and have a pity party for ourselves. We just have to keep pressing on for the good cause of Christ. Amen. Just looking to Him, the author and the finisher. I like that. The author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. He's not going to start something that He won't finish. Because He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. But we realize that these circumstances, they're going to come. There's going to be lots of circumstances in our life, praise God, that are beyond our control that we can't deal with. But because of that deep spiritual contentment that we have, because of our conversion, I said, because of that deep spiritual contentment that we have, because of our conversion, because we've been born again, because we know who Jesus is. We know, praise God, that don't matter what comes our way, we are going to be okay. Amen. You don't have to worry about it. Don't have to fret over it. We just call upon Jesus. Amen. So, Lord, I'm going through it again. Here we are. Amen. What are we going to do about this, Lord? Hello? I don't know about you, but I belong to Him. Amen? He is my Heavenly Father. He is the great physician. He's the keeper of my soul. He's my shepherd, praise God. It leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And praise God, He's not going to let nothing mess up His name's sake. Amen? The Lord has a heritage too. We are part of the Lord's heritage. So He's ministered to our heart, praise God. He's bringing us through these things. He's putting us in a place where we can give Him glory. Because He's concerned about us. That deep-rooted concern, our Christian experience that we have. He's part of that. Amen. And He's going to finish it, praise God, for His glory. God will protect that which concerns us. In Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 6, said, He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Amen? Did you get that? Let me read that to you one more time. He said, He which hath begun a good work in you, that's personal right there. He said, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So He said, what He started in you, He's going to continue to work in you, and He's going to finish it in you, praise God, and He's going to get the glory out of it. Amen? Bless His name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Because God is concerned about us. Hey, it's something to remember, a thing to remember, praise God, to hold in our memory, is that God is concerned about you. You say, how do you know He's concerned about you? Because He said so. He which hath begun a good work in you. You. He said He will perform it. Praise God. Whatever, until the day of Jesus Christ. He said, so you're in good hands. You've got a great assurance policy. Amen? Your insurance policy that you have on your car and your truck and your house, or whatever, it may not be a very good policy. It may have a things in it. You know that little small print that says that we'll not cover anything, pretty much. Amen? But Christ has through Him we have an assurance policy. We're assured, praise God, that He's going to take care of us because He's going to finish what He started. Praise the Lord. And then Paul goes on talking to Timothy in verse number 5. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith. Amen. So here he says, when I call to remembrance. Amen. He's talking about that enriching experience. That deep indebtedness that he has. Amen. That he recalls and he calls back. Amen. We are inheritors of a noble tradition. Amen. You and I are inheritors of a noble tradition. We're Christians. Amen. We are part of Christ. We're part of a godly kingdom. Our name's written in heaven, praise God. We are part of something, praise God. Because of that, he said, I call to remembrance. He said, I think about the inheritance that we have. Amen. As we think about our memorial, we think about our parents and our grandparents. Those grandparents that went on before us. Those grandparents that were godly, God-fearing people that paved a path for us. They made the world. They got on that narrow path and they stayed on it all the way across the finish line. And we watched them cross over. We watched them go on, praise God. And they gave us a path to follow. Amen. And in us as parents, we come along behind them. And we're watching them. We're watching these other teachers and things that we had that loved the Lord. We're watching these pastors that we had, that we followed after, praise God, that were following Jesus. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, folks. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. And what he was basically saying there, he said, as long as I'm following the Lord, praise, he said, but if I deviate from the path, he said, don't follow me. He said, follow me as long as, he said, I'm going to do my best. He said, you follow me as long as I'm there, but praise God, just follow me as long as I follow Christ. I'm glad we had some good old-fashioned folks around, praise God, that we could follow, that would lead us to Christ. They could lead us into a walk of life. They could lead us into a place, praise God, that was far superior to anything we could find in this world. Those enriching experiences we have. that deep rootedness, praise God, that we have in our relationship, in our heritage. The heritage that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, those great, wonderful traditions. Amen. The noble tradition of being a Christian today. Praise God. Amen. Remembering these things ought to stimulate our heart in humility. It ought to bring us to a place of humility. Remember that these folks went through this. They endured the things of this world, praise God. But they persevered and they stayed the course. And that ought to humble our heart. Because the Bible says this, Luke chapter 12, verse 48. He said, we need to remember this. He said, unto whom much is given, of him shall much be required. Amen. Unto whom much is given, of him shall much be required. So the heritage that we have, that goodness, that walk, that straightness, that guidance, that leadership of God, the power from on high, we have that. God gave that to us. It's part of our heritage, praise God. And because all that's been given to us, we've got to stand upon it. We can't defer from the path, praise God. We've got to stay faithful to the Lord in order to stimulate us into genuine humility. Realizing God Almighty, praise God, is right there in our presence. He's ministering to our heart. Praise God. So we see Paul as a thanks God for a sound faith that he has and that faith that dwelled in Timothy. Amen. He said, there's something in this boy. It encourages my heart. You don't realize in your Christian life, when you do your best, when you go to church, you try to live right, walk right, talk right, and act right. Those people, praise God, that came along that you was watching, they look back and they see you following them. Praise the Lord, how it blesses their hearts. It stirs them down in their soul, praise God, because they see the path that you've chosen. And you're not deferring from that path. But then Paul says this to Timothy in verse number 6. Talking to Timothy himself, he said, I put thee in remembrance. Amen. He said, I put thee in remembrance. He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So Paul tells Timothy, he said to stir up that gift of God. That gift of God that's in him. Amen. He said, there's a gift of God that's in you. But he said, you got to stir it up. Got to keep that flame a-burning. It's kind of like a fire that can be easily extinguished if it's neglected. Hello? That gift of God in us, praise God, it's just like a fire that can be easily extinguished if it's neglected. So you got to keep stirring it up. Got to keep that fire burning. Amen? It can burn as low or as big as you want it to. Hello? We'll come to church and we'll blame it on everybody. We'll blame it on our neighbor. We'll blame it on a person in front of us, a person behind us, the man in the pulpit. We'll blame it on the singers. We'll blame everybody in there because we don't bring kindling for the service. Amen? Don't kindle up the fire. Don't come with an excitement. Amen. It's not everybody else's fault. It's ours. Amen. We got to come with fire, praise God, if we're going to kindle it up. And that's what he's telling young Timothy Timothy here. He said, we've got to stir it, praise God, in a Holy Ghost flame, praise God. He said, it's a divine gift. And said, we've got to stir that flame up. That's what he's telling young Timothy. He said, stir up the gift of God which is in thee. He said, I know it's in there. He said, it's kindled up. He said, I can see those sparks. He said, you just need to stir it up, praise God, so it can flame in the divine glory. Amen. God can see it. Praise God. The power of his memory. He said, I've seen the power of God on you. I've seen God moving. He said, it started with your grandmother. Amen. Well, Paul said, hey, listen, I'm down there meeting. I've seen your grandmother get to pour out a frame. I mean, she got places. She is a shouting and waving her hand to glory. And I got to watch it over time, and I got to see your mother. Praise God. Oh, Eunice got excited too, praise God. She'd get plumb out of the banks. Amen. Grandma would start over here and Mama at the other in the pew, and you got caught up in the middle, praise God. And you was in the middle of those two women. You were just on fire, flaming for Jesus. He said, I know you. Hey, you had to get some of that on you. Amen. Praise God. You get in the middle of a fire, praise God. You can't help but get smoke on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I know it's in there. That power of memory, I remember it. I remember seeing you there. I know what was going on. I seen how God was moving on you. Hey, before I laid my hands on you, and praise God, in this thing, I seen the power of God on you already. Paul couldn't give him that. Praise God, the Holy Ghost of God gave him that. Amen. So we see that fire that's kindled, praise God. And he sat stirring of the Holy Ghost flame. Amen. The obligation that we have to show for His praise. Amen. To show for His praise, God. With our lips. Amen. To brag on God, to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ, to brag on the Holy Spirit that's in our hearts. To give God praise and glory with our lips. Amen. To say it. Hello? We ought to be ashamed of it. We ought to be able to say it. Say glory, hallelujah. Boy, God is good. And every time God says something good for us, we ought to say glory to God. God's good. Amen. Praise Him with our lips. We ought to be able to praise Him with our lives. Not only with our lips, but with our lives. Amen. Putting ourselves out there, being a witness to Lord Jesus Christ, encouraging others, saying, hey, listen, there's nothing in the world like Jesus. He's the only one I've ever known that was perfect. Hey, Brother Robert, Jesus is the only perfect friend I ever had. I've had a lot of friends in this whole world, praise God. But Jesus is the only perfect friend I ever had. He's always the same. He's never left me, never forsaken me. He's always been there with me. So I'm just going to praise Him with my lips. I'm going to praise Him with my life. I'm going to give God the glory. Paul said, hey, listen. He said, Timothy, this is a thing to remember. Remember who you were, where God brought you from, how He got you to where you're at. What a magnificent thing it was. In every stage, praise God, of life and remembrance. Should spur us on. Should encourage us to go just a little further. You say, what? Into what, Pastor? Into a consecrated life. A life that's set aside for God's glory. Now, I know the devil said, well, listen, that preacher, he goes again. Don't he know we got things to do? I absolutely know that. Amen? We got more to do than we could ever get done. Told Brother Chris sitting there a while ago, I thought Friday, I'm kind of caught up. Amen. I'm kind of caught up. Everything's running well. Everything's going to be okay. I'm going to wait till my little wife gets home. Boy, and it'll be so sweet to get her home. And we're going to have, go out Friday evening. We'll get us a nice dinner. And then I went in there and started to turn the water on and just had just a little bit of trickle. I said, oh, goodness. Water filter done stop slap up. Got one of the big old whole house water filters. And the big dummy me, I got the thing I didn't like going under the house. I've changed it, so I brought it up through the floor and put it in the back of my closet. Amen. I don't know if you've got a closet like I've got, but it's not real big. So you get me and that bucket to catch it in, and all in the back of that closet, it's pretty congested. And I was thinking to myself, now here I thought I had it made, and it's going to be a good evening, a good afternoon, all caught up. But I'm going to tell you, you don't ever get caught up. And as long as we live in this world, don't devil say, well, you better just stay home. You better not do this. You better not do that for the Lord, because you got to get caught up. If you think you can get caught up in this world, praise God, I got another tale to tell you. Because you'll never get caught up as long as you've got things, as long as you're living this world, praise God, there'll be always something else you can do. But I crawled back in the closet, I got it all changed out. About the time my wife came in, praise God, I was changing the filters out. I thought, well, I've got this far, I might as well go ahead and change the water filters out in our bathrooms and the shower heads. Amen. So I got that. Well, she helped me finish that up. Because I didn't get it, but it wasn't what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be a little easier, but praise God, there's always something to do. But there's a God of heaven that loves us. He'll help us, but we got to take time, praise God, for Him. With consecrated life set aside for Him and for His glory. Amen? Where we can have those rewarding activities. What kind of rewarding activities? Where we do service for the Lord. Amen? Where we take time for Him because He took time for us. You say, how long did he do? He took out 33 and a half years. Came to this old world, bled and died on the cross of Calvary, ascended back to heaven, and for over 2,000 years he's been sitting there day and night, every day, praise God, making intercession for me and you. Amen. Paul said, Tim, we need to take time to remember. A thing to remember, praise God, is, you know, we need to do something for Jesus while we can. Amen. Do something while we can. Paul would go on talking to Timothy in chapter 2, verse number 8. He would remind him, he said, remember. He said, another thing to remember, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Amen. That Jesus Christ, he said, praise God, that should deepen our spiritual life. To realize that Jesus Christ, praise God, not only went through all that, but he got up victorious from the dead. Amen. He's passed from death unto life so that you and I can have life. And he tells young Timothy, praise God, he said, this is a thing to remember. He said, stir it up. Get that fire going, praise God. Get it to burning. He said, then go out there and tell them about it. He said, they're going to put you down. He says, they're going to put you down. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to make fun of you because you're a young man. But he said, don't pay no attention. Praise God. Just keep preaching the gospel. Keep telling them about Jesus because he's the most important part. He's all that we got. He said, they thing called memory. Praise God. He said, remember. He said, I remember. Mama remembers. Grandma remembers. He said, Timothy, you remember what God's done for you. Remember that heritage that we have. Amen. Don't renege on our heritage. Praise God. Press forward with the same heritage that we've been offered and offered to others coming along. Amen. I tell you, our young people need this. They need it. They're shunning it. They're running away from it. They don't want no part of it. But they're only going to be as excited about it as you and I are. Amen. If we're not excited about the heritage that we have in Christ Jesus, we can't expect our people to be. We ought to be excited about it. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm somebody going somewhere. I've got a blessed hope, praise God. It's just right ahead of me. Amen. Hey, listen, I may be gone tomorrow. Amen. But praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to be with me wherever I am. And I'm going to be with Him where He is. Because that's the way He's designed it to be. And I put my faith in Him. He said that unfeigned faith, it's not make-believe, it's not made up, it's real faith that he had. That he said, Timothy, that you have. He said, I need you to stir it up and use it for God's glory. Amen. It's something to remember. It's something to think about. It's something to acknowledge the faith that we have that's been passed down to us in these mountains of North Carolina throughout these years, the ages. For so long. Amen. It's been our heritage. And we can't let it go now. Oh, they'd like to snatch it away from us. They'd like to take it away from us. Amen. They'd like to pluck it out of our hands. They'd like to stop us from worshiping. But praise God, there's a God of heaven says He offered us His heritage. And our heritage is in the Lord. And there's nothing else that's any better than that. Because it gives us that blessed hope of eternity. Hope in Christ Jesus is our Savior. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad He's mine. Amen. And I'm glad I'm His. You may not claim me tonight, but He does. He loves me. Amen. He cares for me. Praise God. But He loves and cares for you too. And He's telling us tonight, just like He does young Timothy. He said, just stir up that gift that's in you, that gift of God, that heritage that you have. Amen, that your grandma had and your mama had. He said, just stir it up. Amen. Now, we don't know so much about Timothy's daddy. He was a Greek. We don't know so much about that, but I suppose that God got a hold of him too. You get grandma that's all fired up, mama all fired up, Timothy get all fired up, it'd be hard for daddy not to get in. Amen. Praise God, they'd see the need. Same way with us today. We need to see the need. Praise God, to get fired up, get excited, amen. Something to remember, he said, Timothy. Kind of like that memorial we talked about this morning. Praise the Lord.